This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's respiratory season is still landing a lot of people in the hospital. There are now more than 550 people who were admitted with the respiratory virus. Nearly 300 are in with the flu. More than 200 are there for RSV. Dr. Anuj Mehta works in the intensive care unit at Denver Health.
Our hospitals and especially our ICUs remain extremely busy.
He says staff there are seeing a lot of older patients with co-infection, so they may have more than one virus, including COVID-19 or bacterial pneumonia. Home buyers in Metro Denver are gaining the upper hand as houses take longer to sell. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
The number of homes for sale shot up to nearly 8,600 at the end of February, a 55% increase compared to last year, says a report from the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. More people are putting their homes up for sale as they get tired of waiting for mortgage rates to come down. The glut of homes on the market is giving buyers more options than they've had in years. A house will take, on average, 29 days to sell, a week more than a year ago. During the buying frenzy a few years ago, houses routinely sold in a matter of days. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado switches to daylight saving time this weekend. In 2022, the state passed a law to adopt daylight saving time permanently and eliminate the twice-a-year resetting of the clocks. That law depended on the participation of nearby states and approval from Congress, and that hasn't happened. This weekend's spring-forward time change hits early Sunday. And between now and then, the weather gets sunnier and warmer. A chance for snow around Denver and Colorado Springs today. Should be warmer tomorrow and warmer again for Sunday, with highs in the 60s. This is CPR News and KRCC.